USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
What happens when the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, appears to have lied to Congress? That's what Americans are waking up to this morning. A whistleblower has released an internal email that was dated a day before Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared before Congress in sworn testimony. Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News.
He either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us, and we need to have him back, plain and simple.
Jurors weighing charges against Kyle Rittenhouse continue Wednesday for a second day of deliberations in his trial. Last summer, protesters became rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and burned the city where Mr. Rittenhouse's father lives. This is USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Can the federal government take away your rights, all in the spirit of public health?
Dr. Fauci told CBS Sunday Morning senior contributor Ted Koppel that there's a misplaced perception about people's rights superseding societal safety. That would be Dr. Fauci's opinion. Robert Kennedy Jr. spoke with Fox's Tucker Carlson. He places a lot more value on freedom.
But we're lucky that there was a whole generation of Americans in 1776 who said it would be better to die and to not have these rights written down. And they gave us that. They gave us that gift of that Bill of Rights.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
While federal officials continue to limit who can receive a coronavirus booster shot, some governors are circumventing that guidance to offer COVID-19 booster shots to anyone over 18. California made the first move on November 9th, instructing health officials to trust patients to decide whether a booster is appropriate. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Whistleblower has released an internal email that was dated a day before Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared before Congress in sworn testimony. The email was released Tuesday by the House Judiciary Committee, Republicans, who said this is the proof that federal counterterrorism was being deployed against concerned parents at school board meetings across the country. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News weighs in.
Well, he either lied to us or he doesn't know. Either one is bad for the country, bad for justice in America. Understand this, Laura, as we speak, at this moment, the FBI is, not maybe, is treating parents as terrorist threats. And the Attorney General came in front of the committee and said just the opposite. And you just played the clip. He says, I cannot imagine any circumstance where we treat parents or we give them the label of domestic terrorists. But in fact, the day before, as you pointed out, the day before, an email gets sent out to agents across this country saying just the opposite. Say, spy on parents, give them this threat tag, categorize, label parents. And when I first read this memo, I thought, this is no different than what the IRS did just a few years ago when they had the, remember the BOLO list? Be on the lookout for these kind of organizations using these kind of words. And they had a list of American citizens just like the FBI is doing now. So he either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us. And we need to have him back, plain and simple.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.